Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m. And from
the Let's Be Real Radio, Thursdays, 7 p.m.
on G10Radio.com. But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April. And by November, December, I had high blood pressure. And I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian. And boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing. Nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge. Just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway. But if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do that. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week.
Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. And we are back. We are at the end of the summer. And I have to say that someone who shall remain nameless kind of just fell off the bandwagon. It started in the spring. I don't know what happened. Now we're in September. I don't even have to get on the scale. I don't even have to look how my clothes fit on me. We're not even going to go down that road. But I can tell you how my body feels. I swore one day I woke up and it felt like I felt my stomach spreading. I swear to God, and I was not drinking anything or smoking anything. So if you got off track in the summer with going to the beach and hanging out and cookouts, you just got to get turned back around. One of the things that I got from going to a nutritionist was that she stressed to me, it's not what you do on Thanksgiving, it's what you do the day after. Now, I'm sure she didn't mean that for a whole season, but if what happened to me happened to you, that Thanksgiving turned into kind of late spring, June, July, August, the whole summer, I'm getting back on track. I'll be going to my doctor Tuesday for my quarterly checkup, and I'm sure she's gonna motivate me with some lectures and some numbers and some statistics of what my A1C and my blood sugar looks like to get me back on track. But even before then, I need to get back on track because I do not want to get back. I don't want to start medication, and I don't want to start insulin. So this whole show right now is just about, did you get off track in the summer? If you didn't, bravo. But if you did, one too many cookouts, one too many, you know, I'm just going to have some ribs, I'm going to have a hot dog, I'm going to have some watermelon, I'm going to do all these things. And it gets kind of hot, so maybe you didn't work out. You know, maybe you was just going to cook out, doing some stuff, not getting any exercise in, but going into a fall, new you, new me, I'm about to turn it around. So if you stepped off in the summer, this is about, let's fall forward. I don't even know what the daylight savings time is. Is it fall forward, spring back?
It's fall forward, spring back.
So the voice you're hearing is Miss Shana Jones. She's going to be on an upcoming episode. But is it fall? Is it fall forward, spring back?
Yes, because in the spring, you want an extra hour of daylight. So you're pushing the time back.
Right, and you can't spring back.
Right.
So you have to spring
fall
forward.
Spring back.
All right, so women, we're falling forward. Either way, the fall, new you, new me, we're going to get back on this of, we're going to turn this summer around, okay?
Absolutely.
Going to turn it around.
But how do you start?
My goal is to control this diabetes.
Absolutely.
That scared the crap out of me.
Absolutely.
Control this high blood pressure. I'm just talking about saving my life right now.
Absolutely.
Getting this weight off, because that's what I'm hearing from my doctor. My doctor telling me to save your life, mm-hmm. you need to take off some pounds.
So know this, as you're taking off the pounds and as the weight is coming down, you're getting that workout, okay?
Okay. That's it this week. We'll be back next week with another episode. And until then, here's to a healthier you.
You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris-Jones. Here on gtownradio.com. Please remember to always, always, always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health.